It was the same story in homes and offices up and down the country this morning.
And here we go. Sorry, we cannot process your request.
The website struggled to cope with the demand for the 2.3 million tickets, which went back on sale at 6 a.m. London 2012 say it didn't crash, though. They liken it to a packed tube train, saying they had to clear the platform before letting more people on. In Essex, Patrick and Annabelle Ladbury and their children were up early.
Come on.
Flashing again.
Oh, look, they all say, currently unavailable, currently unavailable, currently unavailable, currently unavailable.
And why are they putting them up there?
They did finally manage to get an application in.
I mean, it was pretty slow, the website, but we've chosen three events and hopefully we'll get some tickets.
To have them so close by and not go would be really frustrating. So I think we really are really fingers crossed this time.
Fingers crossed, because they still aren't guaranteed seats, despite organisers saying it was a first-come, first-served sale. Many are angry they face another wait. It'll take a couple of days to process all the applications made today. But Duncan Goodhue, who's a former Olympic champion swimmer, thinks the system's holding up well.
It's very difficult. And I remember trying to get Glastonbury tickets a few years ago, and I think it took me about 2 days. And that's a very small exercise compared to this.
Tickets for 44 sports were available first thing. That number is much reduced now. Your best chances are in sports such as football, hockey and volleyball. They're played in big venues with lots of sessions.